This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 5.23¾. That was up 13. September wheat ended the day at 5.29¼, up 14¼. December wheat ended at 5.43, and that was up 14½. July corn yesterday ended the day at 3.63½, up 4½. September corn ended at 3.70¼, up 4½. December corn ended at 3.81, up 4¼. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 9.46½, that was up 11¼. August beans ended at 9.34¾, up 10¼. September beans ended at 9.25¾, up 10¾. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 305.70, up 30. August meal, 299.60, up 32. September meal, 296.90, up 32. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 34.53, down 20. August oil ended at 34.52, down 21. September oil ended at 34.54, down 21. July oats yesterday ended the day at 254. That was up 2¼. September oats ended at 259¾, up 2. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kentucky grain prices ended higher on Thursday afternoon, with soybeans drawing strength from rain slowing planting in northeastern Kansas and northern Missouri, plus higher than expected weekly export sales figures. Wheat advanced on technical buying at the Board of Trade, with corn following soybeans and wheat higher. In northern and western Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 higher at 340 to 356. Soybean bids were up 11 cents at 921 to 941. In central Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents higher at 339 to 364. Soybean bids up 11 to 12 at 933 to 955. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 6 to 8 cents at 344 to 370. Soybean bids 9 to 11 higher at 941 to 960. And the wheat bids gained 12 to 13 cents, ranging from 481 to 514. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 8 higher at 972 to 987. Basis 3 to 5 cents lower on Thursday, ranging from 25 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $317.70 to $330.70 per ton. That's up an even $3 a ton, with basis steady ranging from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 5 higher at $364 to $377, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at option to 13 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 5 higher at 362 to 365, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 2 under to 1 over July. Soybeans ended up 10 cents at 961 to 965, with basis down a penny at 14 to 18 over July. New crop wheat prices were 9 to 14 higher on Thursday at $5 to 503, with basis ending mixed ranging from 24 under to 21 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 cents higher at 382 to 384. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 11 to 12 cents, with quotations at 985 to 987. Soft wheat closed up 13 cents at 5¼ to 526, and the Milo ended 5 cents higher for the day, ranging from 414 up to 430. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 341 to 351. New crop soybean bids range from 868 to 894. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 345 to 354, with the new crop soybean bids at 889 up to 904. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 340 up to 358. New crop soybean bids at 881 up to 901, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 485 up to 514. That concludes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 82.20, down $1.35. July hogs ended at 80.60, down 187. And August hogs ended at 79.62, down $1.87. June live cattle yesterday ended the day at 153.22, up 72. August cattle 151.45, up 82. October cattle ended the day at $153, up 57. August feeder cattle yesterday ended at 222.57, up 67. September feeders 221.05, up 47. And October feeders 219.57, up 30. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 4th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 66 cents lower in the range of $68 to $80.75, with the weighted average carcass price $78.60. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up were 32 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,344 head. And now the recap from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 429 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 158 to 165. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 147 to 150. And choice slaughter heifers, 157 to 160. They also had some feeder cattle, starting with the return to the farm calves. Holstein males 75 to 110 pounds brought 390 to 490 per head. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 6 weights were 215 to 236. Feeder Holstein steers, 4 weights were 214.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 240 to 257, and 5 weights were 200 to 230. Now moving up to Fairfield, they had receipts of 386 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 157 to 163.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 138.50 to 149, and choice slaughter heifers, 157 to 162.75. On to slaughter cows, premiums were 129 to 139.50, with some high dressing at 140 to 148.50. Breakers were 110 to 118, with the high dressing at 119 to 127. Boners were 110 to 119.50, and the high dressing 120 to 129. Leans were 92.50 to 99.50, with the high dressing 106.50 to 111. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 293 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.86, and that was 34 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses $248.48, that was 80 cents lower, with select carcasses at $240.51, that was 71 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 421,000. That compared to 406,000 last week and 413,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
We joined WSMI's John Marty.
I had the good fortune to help CHS and Shipman celebrate a year without a lost time accident earlier this week. Because safety is so important, both on the farm and in farm-related business. I had a chance to talk to Reagan Weir about that very subject.
Agriculture is a very, by nature, unsafe business to be in. They're around large equipment that, you know, is very hazardous, certain parts of it, when they're putting on anhydrous ammonia. And so what we're trying to do with our culture of safety is to train our people, our customers that own our business, we're cooperative. We're trying to change everyone's culture that when they're doing those operations or when they're on our facility, it's the safest part of their day.
Keeping up with OSHA, a big part of your job, are they constantly involved?
Yes, and OSHA's in it for the right reasons. You know, they want to make sure everyone's safe. A lot of visits from OSHA happen when there's accidents and when there's something bad has happened. They will make spot visits, but our facilities are very clean. Dave does a very good job of keeping things up to date, records in check, and we're very clean that way.
Over the last 30 or 40 years, obviously, there have been major changes in equipment that have created more safety. But at the same time, because farming's gotten more efficiency and everything moves at a faster pace, I'm sure the opportunity for accidents also has increased, right?
Oh, yes. And as technology increases, farmers can farm accurately at night and use guidance and things. So, you know, they're putting themselves at a little bit more risk sometimes, working long hours, you know. So it's a very dangerous occupation, and we're trying to do everything we can to minimize that danger.
The demands on farmers today for bigger yields, faster this, faster that, is it a temptation to take shortcuts that make accidents on the farm more common? And what do you do to slow them down and remind people?
Yeah, it is. And I think windows of when they can work, it seems like we get those extreme weather patterns that you have just a few days, it seems like, to get
sure.
your crop planted at the right time so you have the best opportunity for yield. What we try to remind the guys is there's always opportunities to change your plan a little, take your time, do it right, make sure that you're safe. There's a lot of flexibility in agriculture with Roundup Ready crops. We can get the fields clean just about any time during the year. So we usually just try to remind them, just take your time and be safe.
Now, I talked about the farmers. Now let's talk about here. Because obviously safety among your own employees and to go through a year without having a lost time accident is definitely something to be proud of. But what are some of the issues that you have to deal with the employees to make sure they stay safe?
Well, I'd say it's the constant training. You know, we have monthly safety meetings that, and when we have employee meetings, we start out with safety. That's the first time Bart Baker, our general manager, he starts the meetings and he talks about safety. And we end with safety, you know, and we just, it's part of our culture that we just don't let up on. We cannot take those shortcuts or do things rapidly. And when we have an accident, we let everyone down.
Hi, this is Brian at CHS and Shipman. Are you seeing inconsistent emergence or poor root development in your cornfields? Do your planter units jump up and down as you travel across your fields? You need Ag Leaders Hydraulic Downforce, an automatic downforce control system that improves the ride quality of your row units, leaving your seed planted at the desired depth for consistent emergence and with the right amount of down pressure to ensure proper root development. Call your Ag Leader Precision Farming Experts at CHS and Shipman for details and learn how this solution can be added to your Ag Leader, Case IH, John Deere, or Trimble display.
Are you looking into buying or refinancing a home? Let CNB Bank and Trust help you take advantage of today's low interest rates. CNB's mortgage lenders are ready to work with you and find the best options for your budget. In addition to first mortgages and refinancing, CNB also offers home equity loans and lines of credit. Both are fantastic ways to make home improvements, pay education expenses, and much more. CNB Bank and Trust, Illinois' oldest bank, established 1854, equal housing lender, NMLS number 637573.
Part two of our Friday Farm Show. Today we're talking to Jack Wilbrand, also part of our interviews we did over at CHS earlier this week. Jack Wilbrand is the grain specialist over there talking about crop progress. And here's a bit of what we talked about with Jack. This is part one of our conversation with him.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Looking at the crop progress this past week. Starting to focus more on the conditions of the crop as we've already planted it and seen the crop emerge ahead of pace. We've actually got it planted and emerged faster than what we did last year. And this there's not really much of a quality issue on the corn side. We're at 74% good to excellent, which is just 2% behind last year's crop, and we might have another good one on the way. It's a little bit of concern on wet weather down in the south in Texas and Oklahoma. Maybe some acres will probably be missed due to flooding and just excessive moisture, and insurance deadlines have definitely been surpassed in some areas. Looking at the soybeans, pretty much the same scenario. The crop's up. There's a few areas that probably got too much rain, and I guess might have to come in and spot a few beans in. But as far as crop progress goes, it looks like we're building a good moisture bank for this summer, and not too many concerns.
Okay. How are the outside markets?
Looking at the outside markets, I feel like we're getting a gift this week. We've got the U.S. dollar breaking the last 2 days. We had the worst day for the U.S. dollar since mid-March, when we actually opened above 100 points and then closed below 95. Anytime you can have a big decrease in the U.S. dollar index or the value of our U.S. commodity, it opens up the door for foreign countries to come in and purchase our products at a lot cheaper price. And I think it's given an opportunity for the U.S. producer to sell. There's a lot of old crop in the bin yet, and it's going to be hard to gauge how much you want to hold on to when you get into pollination here. And if we continue to have cooler temperatures and wet weather like this, like an El Nino year typically does, then we could see prices that are a lot lower. So I'd encourage a guy to kind of review his inventory and put some new crop sales on and start to empty out the bins.
The EPA's change in the ethanol amount for this coming year means about 1.75 million less bushels of corn going into ethanol production. Does that put a damper on things? Does that make a big difference?
I think it possibly could. It could, but I do think the ethanol market is a strong market. Whenever we had crude oil drop down in the 40s, $40 per barrel, it doesn't really work for their margins. But now that we've got corn that's a little bit cheaper for them to grind, and we're back up in the $60 range, I think that's kind of a sweet spot. I'd like to see corn worth a little bit more and crude oil worth a little bit more for that market to operate completely, completely healthy in the way it should. But I think really what we need is outside buyers in Asia to come in and chew this corn up. The domestic demand is definitely important, and we're probably going to see a weakening in feed demand with the bird flu. The bird flu would be something maybe that I'm a little bit more worried about.
It's affecting the poultry business quite a bit right now, isn't it?
It sure is. Yep. It's in the chickens, it's in the turkeys. And it seems like about every week there's another huge poultry farm that's going down to this. And you know, dead turkeys and dead chickens don't eat much corn. So
no.
It's not a good thing whenever you've got weakening demand in the domestic market. But, we really need the outside markets, to the outside Asian buyers and maybe even some South American buyers or Mexico to come in and purchase some of this stuff to really chew through the record inventory we have.
That's part two of our Friday Farm Show. We'll be back again tomorrow morning with more of our interviews from CHS Shipman. Have a nice day.